When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's F the Cubicle Friday episode. Yes, again, this is the Friday edition of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. In case you missed it, typically, every second and fourth Friday of the month will be an episode related to or geared towards my sisters in the anti-grind, anti-hustle culture, F these jobs kind of mindset, where you are looking to build a business, you're an entrepreneur, have a side gig. I hate the term side hustle, but that's very, relative. Or you're continuing in that lane. Maybe you want to be a podcaster, an author. You're trying to figure it out. You're not sure. You're creative. You want to do some type of social media influence or content creation or whatever the case may be. But ultimately, like I said, you are just sick of the grind and you are believing that there has to be something better for you out there outside of the 9-to-5 grind, okay? The 9-to-5 burnout lane, all right? So that's what F the Cubicle Friday is for, all right? All right, so now that you're up to speed, let's go ahead and get right on into today's episode. Now, this one's going to be, I feel like I can be real with you on these episodes, so this is going to be a no tea, no shade, but I'm just going to give it to you straight, all right? Because I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I have made. I don't want you to waste time, okay? So let's just be real. All right, so now that I've said that, okay, the gloves are kind of off. And I'm saying all of this with love. But some of you that are listening to the sound of my voice right now, you're not going to make it, okay? You're not going to make it. All right, you are going to stay where you are. And this does not have to be the case. But for some of you, it will be the case. And the only thing that will be holding you back is you. That's it. Okay, the only thing that will stop you, prevent you from activating whatever it is that you have deep down that you are saying, this is my mission, this is my goal, this is what I want to do, this is my vision for my life. The only thing that's going to really stop you or prevent you from doing that is you, okay? If you have listened to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast over the last few years, at some point I have shared with you several times how I just felt so stuck where I was, stuck in life, stuck in business. I was unsure, insecure, didn't know how to move forward, just things like that. I didn't have clarity. I didn't feel secure in myself. I didn't feel secure in my gifts. I didn't feel secure in my talents. I didn't feel secure like I was able to trust in myself, trust this journey, trust my path, trust the way forward. Like, I wasn't capable of really doing that. I was just kind of Mickey Mousing around, if you will, to some degree. And it kept me stuck for years. It kept me stagnant for years, all right? But I'm saying that some of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, you just will not move forward. You will not move forward because you are afraid. You may say that it is your perfectionism. You may say that it is you don't have the right idea. You may say that you don't have the money to start. You don't have the money to invest in yourself. You don't have the resources. You don't have this and that. And yes, some of that will be very valid. We're not discounting that. Some of that will be very valid. However, the difference is, or at the root of it all, the fear is that you really do not believe in yourself. You do not believe in yourself. There, I said it. You do not believe in yourself. And it's showing up in the everyday that you are dealing with right now, but you haven't necessarily been real with yourself and said, yeah, this is what it is. This is what is going on for me. Instead, you are looking at different things and saying, oh, I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm not sure of this. I'm not sure of that. And it's like, we all have different gifts and talents, right? We all have different gifts and talents and God-given gifts and talents. And instead of moving forward in that thing, moving forward in your lane, you're making a lot of excuses about why it won't work, how it's not going to work, why it won't work. It's not going to work because of this. It can't work because of that. Like you're literally shooting down your dreams. You're shooting down your goals by not trusting in yourself. I am speaking from experience. I'm thankful that I am not in that place right now, but I was in that place for a very long time where I thought my gifts and talents were not valuable. I didn't feel like I really had a gift and talent. Just a lot of negative head chatter was keeping me in that space of not being able to trust in myself and believe that things could in fact work out for me if I walked in my specific lane, my specific talent, my specific gift. Some of you won't do that. Some of you won't even take the first step. All you will do, or all you can do right now, is say what you cannot do. People have come up to you and said, oh, wow, you do this X, Y, Z so well. People that don't even know you, okay, as well as maybe your family knows you, or obviously you know yourself, they have come up to you and said, wow, this, whatever it is that you've done, is amazing. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do it that way. I wish I had that talent to do this thing that you do so well, that you do, you make it look so easy. It looks so good. It sounds so good. It's created so well, whatever the case may be. Okay. Even hearing those kind of things, you still doubt. Even though you've gotten signs and signals that this is your thing, this is your lane, you still refuse to move forward. You still question. And there's nothing wrong with having doubts and things like that. But it's a problem when you allow the fear and the doubts just completely stall you out in your tracks. Okay? So that's why I said, some of you listening to the sound of my voice, you're not going to make it. Again, it's not that you can't. It's that you just are so stuck in what you can physically see right now in front of you. And maybe right now what's in front of you is a little bit of hardship, a little bit of elbow grease, a little bit of research, a little bit of putting yourself out there, a little bit of being visible, a little bit of speaking up, a little bit of carving out your niche, carving out your lane, putting your flag in the in the sand or your line in the sand is saying, hey, this is me. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm about. You know, you're afraid to put yourself out there. You're afraid to draw that line in the sand. And that's why you won't move forward. That's why you'll be stuck wherever it is that you're stuck right now. That's why you will still be at that same job 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 2 decades from now. Maybe it'll be a different job, but same, you know, same shit, different day, because you won't move forward. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to waste time. I want you to move forward. I want you to believe in yourself just a little bit more than you believe that it can't be done. I want you to start working on your mindset. That is so crucial to this journey. Your mindset is everything, regardless of what resources you may or may not have, regardless of your networking, who you know, who you don't know, what you still have to learn, what things need to be done for this business or side gig or this change of life that you are wanting to experience. Like, there's different pieces at play here for sure. We will acknowledge that. Of course there are, okay? There's different things, different components here that need to be dialed in, obviously. But if you, girl, if you don't have the mindset piece dialed in, if you don't have the mindset, your mindset under control, it is going to be damn near impossible for you to move forward. Again, not because you can't, but you'll feel like you won't be able to do it. You'll feel like it's above you. Nothing is above you, honey. Nothing is above you. Nothing. But the mindset that you have is going to tell you that everything is above you, and you're just the low person, like you have the short end of the stick in everything. That is something that I used to believe about myself, that in every situation, I had the short end of the stick. And yes, it to some degree, it was true. Some of the things, I've shared some things on this podcast. You know, we're friends now. I've shared some things, so it's not that. But the mindset will tell you that, like, it's all just, like, in other words, there's just no use. There's just no purpose. There's no reason for you to even try because it's not going to work. You're not going to get supported. You're not going to get the money you need. You're not going to be able to build your lane. You're not going to be able to quit your job. You're not going to be able to change your life. You're not going to be able to make a difference. You're not going to be able to hold the vision and see it come to fruition. Like, all these things that your mind's going to tell you, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not, you know, you don't have the skills. People can do it better than you. You'll never get ahead. Like, all those things that a negative mindset, a traumatized mindset can and will tell you is what is going to make the difference for you. So, babe, I need you to start today working on developing a healthy mindset, okay? I don't care where you are right now in your journey as far as, you know, if you're still on the job, if you just quit today, if you have already started your side gig, or you've already released your brand, or whatever the case may be, mindset is something that should always, always, always be a part of your, like, your life plan, your business plan. Somewhere in there, you should always be working on that mindset, okay? Always have time in the month to reflect and see what is going on internally, because even the small things internalized can cause the biggest problems. I know I've shared this on the podcast before, but, you know, here we are with F Cubicle Friday, so I'll just share it quickly again, that, you know, the problem that I had and that put me so far behind is, you know, speaking of mindset, for me, it was always, well, there are a lot of things, girl, but we ain't got all day. But one of the things for me was that I will never be able to make money in this business. I will never be good enough to earn money. I'll never be able to charge. I'll never be able to earn money. No one's going to buy from me. What's the point? Like that kind of vibe. Okay. And so for pretty much almost the entire time I've done Brown Girl Self-Care, more or less, I operated to some degree from that place. I still had some unaddressed, self-beliefs and some unaddressed like money trauma and things like that, that were telling me that I would never be able to make consistent income. So why try? And it would just show up in different ways, like not releasing products, making everything for free, or very low cost. Okay. What else? Just things like that, like just doing free or not offering anything, not offering anything at all. Okay. Not selling anything when I knew good and doggone well that I had expenses to be paid. Okay. For podcast hosting, for the website, for all kinds of different things like supplies and different things like that, energy that it takes to do this, having to buy a microphone, having to buy a laptop, you know, printer and, you know, things like that. Like all of that, girl, it costs money. Okay, it costs money, as I'm sure you know. So imagine someone like me doing what I'm doing, not really selling anything consistently. If I was, it would be typically something very, very low cost, not honoring my humanity, not honoring my worth, not honoring the time that I have poured into to doing this, not honoring my skill set, my gifts, my talents in any capacity. But doing this for years or several years and digging myself further and further into a hole because I was afraid to put out offers, excuse me. I was afraid to show up in that way. I was afraid to put a price tag on things. I was afraid to say, hey, my labor deserves to be reciprocated. Okay. So you can see how that kind of mindset will really put you into the hole. Because obviously, baby, rent is due on the first, food needs to be had, bills need to be paid, Wi-Fi, electricity, rent, you know, all those good things have to be paid. It has to be paid. But you're not getting paid if you're afraid to like speak up, if you're afraid to show up, if you're afraid to put a price tag on something, if you're afraid to make offers. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. If you're afraid to say, hey, this is my value, and not worry about, trying to accommodate every single person that comes your way because maybe they'll be able to pay you a little something, which is better than nothing. Like that's the mindset that I had for a long time. And so, yeah, I put me really, really behind on things, really behind the eight ball. And now I am right now actively, currently digging myself out of the hole that I created because my mindset it just wasn't right. It wasn't healthy and it wasn't right. It wasn't supportive. It wasn't healthy. It was fear-based. It was lack-based. And yeah, here I am. And I've been doing the podcast, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, since I believe like 2019-ish, somewhere in there. That's like five years. Okay. I have amassed a lot of skills and know-how and information, and I've, you know, helped people, supported people, poured into people. And yet I didn't believe that I was, I guess, valuable enough in my lane to say, hey, I'm offering this. This has a cost. I'm not doing free for this, you know? And I think also another thing is that when you're in like the self-care industry for Black women, we know how Black women are treated. We know how Black women are disregarded. We know how Black women are historically not paid the same wage as someone else doing the exact same job, okay? And so another reason why I would do free, which I really don't want you to get into this mindset, but I would do free because I'm like, well, it's Black women and I'm here to support Black women. And, you know, I shouldn't have to ask them to pay. They should just be able to do these things for free because they deserve it. They should be able to get me for free because they deserve it. They should be able to have my support and my commitment and my time and my energy and my expertise because they are Black women. And we, like they slash we, obviously I'm a Black woman, they deserve it. But, you know, that again was just that mindset really, really keeping me stuck. So again, can you make it? Absolutely. Can you get out of the cubicle? 1,000,000%. Can you move forward in your vision? Undoubtedly. Yes, girl, you can. Si se puede. Okay. Yes, you can. Absolutely. But will you? Will you? That's the question. Will you? Will you do what needs to be done so that you can move forward? No excuses, right? Sometimes you have to ask yourself, like, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Not from a sense of burning out, not from a sense of by any, absolutely any means necessary. That's not what I mean. But I'm talking about just being truthful with yourself. Being truthful with yourself because sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we don't even want the things that we think that we do. It's just that, you know, you see someone else doing it and they're successful at it. And this may not even be your journey, may not even be your lane, that specific thing, but, you know, it's adjacent maybe to what you think you want to do. But then you find out what's involved. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. Then you find out what's involved or, you know, what it really entails. And you say verbally, you know, to people, yeah, I want to do this. I want to do this. This is what I want to do. But on the inside, deep down, you're like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. This is not me. This is not, you know, something I want to do. So that's what I mean when I say, like, how bad do you really want it? Not in a sacrifice, self-sacrificing way. You know, I am so against grind culture and like that, bro. I get up at 3 a.m. every morning and I work out for 2 hours and then I come home and shower and have my breakfast. And then I'm working from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Like, nah. I won't tell you what to do if that's your, you know, if that's your, what you're being called to do. Everybody is different, but I know that I want to build differently. I want to build in a sustainable way. I want to make sure that I am protecting my peace and not sacrificing parts of me or martyr parts of me to do what I am currently doing. But there have been times where I've had to ask myself, like, real talk, how badly do you really want this? Because there were some times where I was unsure. I was unsure, and it showed, because I would just do really nothing for periods of time, not just for the sake of rest, because I think that is always okay. But for this, but from the perspective of, I'm just not feeling it, you know, like, I don't know. Like, that was the vibe, you know? So I had to ask myself, a friend one time, really, because I I'm speaking to you from a place of understanding. I'm speaking to you from a place of I've gone through this. I remember one time I had a friend actually ask me a couple of years ago, like, girl, either you're going to do it or you're not, because I had so many excuses behind why I couldn't do this, why I couldn't do that, why this wouldn't work, why this wouldn't be a possibility, why this would, like, just, there were just so, I had so many excuses. I had an excuse for everything, and that was the fear. That was the fear talking. So, yeah. Girl, for real. Like, you really have to consider these things. You really, really do. Okay. Because, like I said at the beginning, at the top of the episode, like, the time, I didn't say this part specifically, but I'm saying it now. The time goes very, very quickly. And I don't want you to look up and it's now 5 years later and you still are in that same place. You still haven't started because you are afraid to move forward. You're afraid to be visible. You're afraid to put yourself out there. You're afraid to believe in your gifts. You're afraid to believe in your talents. You're afraid to trust the journey, whatever it may be for you. You're afraid that you might make a mistake. And we all make mistakes, girl. We all make mistakes. I don't feel like there's anything too crazy that you could do that can't be corrected in some capacity. Okay? I don't believe that to be true. I believe that we make mistakes and we learn, and things can be corrected as we go. But if you, again, you cannot wrangle that mind, you don't have the mindset and the belief in yourself, you have an excuse for everything, it's not going to work until you can get that under control. So if that's you, if you are doubting yourself, if you are questioning yourself, if you're like, oh, I don't have no gifts, I don't have no talents, that's not true. Number one, stop playing. You do. Yes, yes, you do. But if you're just in that place, maybe one of the first things you do before you flip the bird to the cubicle is you work on your mindset. I have done a lot of mindset work over the last few years because I had to. I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. It was either do the mindset work or it literally meant my survival. It literally meant my survival because I was brought up from a place of lack. I was brought up from a place of self-abandonment, things like that. And so trying to build a business when your unhealed areas are so very raw, okay, it can be very, very challenging, very, very difficult. And sometimes it feels impossible, but it is possible. But again, I would suggest that you start on that mindset first, okay? Before you do too much else, you can continue, obviously, to still move forward, but I want you to make the mindset a priority. Start saying those affirmations. Get you some resources, some books that you can read, depending on whatever your unhealed areas are, obviously, that will help you connect with and speak to that part of you that believes whatever it is that you're believing about yourself, that isn't true so that you can heal that area. Take some time and be still. Take some time and do some reflection. Ask yourself the hard questions. What are my beliefs? Where did these come from? Why do I feel like that? How can I move forward? What do I need to let go of? What do I want to align myself with now? What do I want to believe now? How do I want to feel about myself now? What kind of choices would the next level version of me make? What kind of things would the next level version of me say to myself? What kind of things would she do? Like just those type of mindset things, all right? And getting rid of anything that blocks you from really rewiring the beliefs that you have about yourself, be it the movies you watch, the TV shows you watch, the social media that you subscribe to, maybe the podcast you listen to. Like, you're going to have to let go of some things, whatever those things are, and you know what they are, okay? But you might have to, not might, you will need to let go of these things if they are affecting your mindset that much. Just like how violence, like a lot of violence desensitizes us, okay? You see a lot of blood and gore and people getting killed, shot, this, that, other. It can be very desensitizing, okay? Same thing for the things that we are letting in. It can really affect and control your mindset. You may not believe it to be true, but it is. So get yourself into a positive place. Make sure that what you are listening to is feeding your spirit. You need your spirit fed right now because that is going to help you with your mindset. You need spirit food, not junk food, okay? Or not this trash food from just stuff that's just out there floating around. There's just so much garbage right now floating around that doesn't even need to be paid attention to. TV shows, trash, podcasts, trash, songs that some of us are listening to. And I cannot name any to save my life right now, but there are things that people are listening to on Spotify or on the radio or the music that's going in your ears. It is not doing you any favors. It is not doing you any favors. You have to get so serious about this desire that you have to lead a different life, to be different, to show up differently, to be liberated, to have different choices available to you, to do different things, to elevate or step into the next version of you, like that you're going to have to let some things go. You're going to have to let some things go because they cannot move you forward in whatever this thing is that you are wanting to do. So, yeah. I know it sounds like a lot of sacrificing. I know it can sound like a lot of labor and hard work, and it can be. It can be this whole process. It definitely can be, but it's possible. Okay? You can literally start right now, this minute. And just say, like, this is how I will speak to myself. These are the thoughts I will allow in. These are the thoughts I will shut down immediately. This is how I will carry myself. This is how I will, these are the type of decisions I will make. I will go ahead and, this is the vision. This is what I'm going to write down. This is what I'm going to start journaling about every night. You know, just doing that kind of work can take you very far. It really, really can. So that is something that I want you to consider. Now, if you are in need of support, you can always book a being session with me. I'll put the link in the show notes. But I do want to mention that as of August 1st, which is just in a few days as of this recording, the price of $49 per session to work with me, to clear out mental gunk, to help you set boundaries, to help you move forward, to give you the support that you need to propel you, that price goes up on August 1st because I am honoring my value. I am honoring my energy. I am honoring my time. And so I'm not going to operate from a place of scarcity anymore. I don't do that anymore. So I set the price at $49 just for the month of July as an introductory price. And whomever books a session during that time can keep that price as long as they book once a quarter moving forward. Other than that, that price is definitely changing on August 1st. I promise you it will not be $49 anymore unless you happen to book session, within the next few days. Other than that, the price is just changing for everyone. You have to know how to value yourself. You have to know how to value your labor, value your worth, value your gifts, value your talent, value your time. You cannot do everything for free, and you shouldn't have to. So that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm literally in real time walking out everything that I am talking to you about in these F the Cubicle episodes. All right. So I think that's it for this week's episode. I feel like I said all I had to say, but yeah, girl, if you want to book some time with me, the link is in the show notes. I will be happy to support you and see you. Okay. Other than that, that is all for today. Happy Friday. Have an amazing Friday. Have an amazing weekend. And I will see you on Monday, okay, for the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Talk to you soon.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.